again on our site, Tide991.com. The gentleman joining us now, I'm going to guess, has got sore ears from taking off headsets all week long. Commissioner Mike Slive, always great to see you.
Great to see you, Chris. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. And I was thinking about covering media days for me personally. 25th here.
25?
25 here. But I've been, even though this is not your 25th for the SEC, I've been covering media days with you because I used to come to New Orleans to see you.
So, yeah, this is 13 for me.
13 for you, yeah. But you used to have them when you were at Conference USA.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I used to come down there and
we had
and see those.
Memphis and New Orleans. That's right.
Been to Memphis, right. and would go see Wright Waters. It was a real stretch to have to go see Wright Waters and you at different locations and visit. But things have changed a little bit in college football.
They've changed a little bit for you and a little bit for me.
More change coming, and I know everybody's asked you, but for our audience here, I know there's a great excitement level. As much as your conference has dominated the BCS, excitement about the college football playoff itself.
Yeah, you know, it's something that we've been talking about since we've known each other, I think, really. And so we're excited about it. We think, you know, it's something that the fans have wanted and something that you and your colleagues have wanted. And then we were able to fit it into sort of the framework that we had, so we didn't have to, you know, redo everything. And I'd like to emphasize a little bit, because I think sometimes, you know, it gets lost. There are a couple secondary benefits that come from the playoff structure for us. Clearly, we want to be in the top four and play for the national championship. But whether we're in it or not, what we've taken the Sugar Bowl and created something new and different. So when we partnered up with the Big 12, we took ownership of the game. We were able to sell the television rights. We put it out for bid, and we ended up in the Sugar Bowl. But what the goal was to make sure that this game got played in a particular place, and we wanted it to be played in prime time, New Year's night, following the Rose Bowl. So in effect, the Rose Bowl is a lead into our game, and now that game has a permanent home for the SEC. And you know, over the Rose Bowl is a wonderful game and a great tradition and part of the fabric of college football, but for unborn generations to come, there really be no difference between the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl in the eyes of the generations to come. And that elevates us and puts us in a place for years to come, and plus being a great game. That was one. The other part is, part of this package is we're also going to play in the Orange Bowl. And we're going to play in the Orange. You know, there are 12 years, four semifinals, leaves 8 years left, and we're going to play in the Orange Bowl a minimum of 3 times and a maximum of 5 times. So those are just nice secondary benefits to the whole college football scenario.
Was that the toughest piece of all of this, to preserve the tradition that so many fans and people involved in college football love with the bowl games, and yet still take this from a championship standpoint where it needed to be?
Yeah, well, I think in part that's the case. I think, you know, for us, we were able to make our games better. In other words, the Sugar Bowl is a traditional game, 75 plus years, but we've made it a better game, and we put it in a place where it has significant prominence in terms of television windows. And I think so. We were able not only to keep tradition, but to make tradition better.
Talking with SEC Commissioner Mike Slive, gentleman who's been in this league now 13th season.
Just finished 12.
Just
so we're
finished
starting
12,
13.
Going into 13. Good grief. I forgot. Your first year was my first to do basketball at Alabama. We're growing old together, Commissioner.
We are. Well, you're not growing as old as fast as I am, Chris.
No.
Come on now.
Look, I don't want to get involved in a foot race with you. No. I'll put it that way. I'll still take you probably in the odds on that. The league with the influx of some younger, bright name coaches, Gus Malzahn, Hugh Freeze, guys that are still at the top of their game, but also all-time top of the game in Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier. Could you ask for a better mix?
No.
with the league?
I've said several times this week that I believe that our current group of coaches at all 14 institutions may be the best group of coaches in terms of their skills and their ability, and that they're all in the right place in their ability to either stay where they are or for the others to move up the chain as they get better. And, you know, it's hard for me to think about anybody that thinks they can just walk through this league. I mean, I don't care who you're playing. You're going to have a handful. You could be the best team in the conference, whoever that might be, but you're going to have your hands full no matter who you play.
One of the things that I know you very much wanted to have in place, but make sure that it was done right, was the SEC Network. You seem very pleased with the timing.
It's perfect. This is going to be a phenomenal network, a national network. I think our fans are going to love it. We're going to put on 1,000 live events between the network and the authenticated digital network. We're going to have re-airs and highlights and ability to provide information from press conferences in a timely way. It doesn't matter what sport you're interested in. We're gonna have every sport featured in a significant way. From a conference office perspective, you know, we're able to tell all of our fans that with the current providers that we have, Dish and AT&T UVerse and Cox and others, the network is available to everyone. You know, now people may have to make, you know, unless their providers come on board, they may have to make a hard decision. But it seems to me, if you're an SEC fan, it's going to be mighty hard to just sit there and know that you're not going to see 45 football games. And the first weekend, you're going to see 6. And in the first month, every single team is going to be at home on the network. So, you know, we believe it's a rich content that's compelling. And it's going to give us the chance, Chris, to get to know our kids and our coaches in a way that's upfront and personal that you can't do when you're just televising games. So we're very, very pleased about it.
When you talk about multiple sports, among those gymnastics, I know you issued, made a statement the other day, but again, for our audience, excited about the fact that a former SEC gymnast is taking over the helm at one of the most storied programs in the country, but sad that Sarah Patterson and David Patterson are stepping aside.
And matter of fact, it was a surprise, and I was doing something else, and people came in and say, you need to go back in because the TV people want you to talk about it. And I said a lot of things that are true, but I also said that, you know, she has a special place in the history of this league, and it's right there with Pat Summitt and the kind of folks that have essentially taken a sport and put it on their back and made it a very special part of the SEC.
I'm going to guess, and I've never thought about it this way, I would imagine your training in the legal field in terms of dealing with clients and making sure that one client feels every bit as important as the other because your case, the case to them, is every bit as important, probably helps in dealing with the range of sports that you have, Coach, because if we're talking, I don't even want to throw one out,
I don't do that either.
But you know where I'm going. There's nothing as visible as college football, but to make every other sport feel as respected and as important because it is to those individuals that put so much in it.
And I think about it in this way. Most people think about, hey, we got football, we got basketball, we have some other sports. I think about it differently. I think about it this way. We have 21 sports that the SEC sponsors, and we are competing for the national championship in every one of those sports. Two of them happen to have the ability to generate revenue.
Right.
That's a different mindset. And when you've got, we didn't win the national championship football, but we won 7 national championships, and we had 6 runners-up. And oftentimes we have as many women's national championships and sometimes more than men's. And, you know, so the great thing about football is being great in football. The hard thing is getting people to realize just how wonderful you are and how wonderful our student athletes are in a lot of sports. So the network is going to be, we're going to really be able to nationally feature every step of the way all of our sports.
Could talk to you all day, but other people are waiting on your time. Commissioner, thank you. Always good to see you.
Chris, good to see you.
Mike Sly, Commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, kind enough to join us here on Radio Row for SEC Football Media Days. Always good to have a chance to talk with the commissioner here.